Hi, Young Boldies. Welcome back to another episode of Young and Bold Podcast. Hey, I feel like this is already official the way I'm introducing. I know you guys are waiting. What am I saying, guys? I know, Young Boldies, you are waiting to hear another voice. Obviously, the Beast's voice, Connie. But she isn't around, you know. I know. Hey, I even feel guilty. It has been... Is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks without us posting or updating you guys with what has been going on? You know, yeah. So, I have a lot to say on this podcast. Okay, nimeingia hapa nikijua, I have no specific topic to discuss or to say, like, today at maybe I'm talking about anxiety or I'm talking about relationships or I'm talking about politics. I think whatever will just come in mind is what I'll talk. Since I am alone and I'm actually recording this podcast at night, Friday night, nafaa kuwa sherehe, nafaa kuwa maybe watching a movie, you know, having a me time. But for the longest time, I have been procrastinating saying, you know what, I'm going to record. So actually, let me just go straight to the point. Connie and I decided, Connie, kwanza. I know she listened to this. And Elisema, she took a break because she had exams. That's why she's not on board. Yeah. And a lot has been going on for background. And yeah, so I gave her that. Nilimpeo space, nikisema, let her do exams. And then, you know, we are going to get back and do the normal recording. So I was like, kutoka last week, I'm going to record and post something. And I'm like, I get caught up. Nasahau ku record. So yeah. So earlier today, when I was just about, you know, going ahead in my day and all that, I was like, today I have to record. So I was showering at night. This is TMI. Size it usiku. And I'm like, you know what? I need to stop procrastinating and I need to record. And I was like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to say to Young and Boldies? What am I, you know? Because I know you guys, when you tune here, you're like, hey, we want the tea, or we want to hear a certain specific topic. So this episode is going to be raw and unfiltered. I'm going to speak out my mind. I'm going to mention what comes in, you know. Yeah, so how have I been? Because Connie is not here to ask me. I have been okay. I have been, you know, of course, maisha, ups and downs, struggles up and up. Early. I know, especially youths. Nikikaivi, I was just, you know, looking at the demographic of youths. And seeing how we are really struggling at our early 20s, this shit is really wild. You know, when you're young, when we were young, and you used to borrow your uncle 10 bob, used to see an older person or an elder, and you're like, nisaidie pesa, and they will tell you, sina. And you'll be like, you know, as a kid, ulikuwa zile za, ay, sasa uyu, anakosa aje pesa. And then when you reach, now this is the age where unafika and you know that, hey, unaweza kosa hata hiyo 5 bob kwa mfuko. Unaweza kosa hiyo 5 bob kwa mfuko. And it really got me thinking. I was just, you know, sometimes I just sit down and I just think about life. I think about, you know, I just analyze. I'm the type of person that will just sit down and analyze my relationships with people, be it family, friends. I would analyze things going around my life way and be like, is this thing important? This, you know, I'm that kind of person, literally. So I was like, a lot of youths right now have been forced to mature because of circumstances, because of situations. And I've seen people, I've seen us, me being part of the group, struggling a lot on how to maneuver in, you know, in this life. So Josie, I met this young man. This guy broke down. No. He broke down and said, hey, venye maisha inanipeleka, ni ngumu. I don't know what to eat. I don't know where I'll sleep because I have rent arrears, and it really got me thinking. How you'd meet, you know, the fact that this is a stranger and he really opened up to a fellow stranger kusema hivyo. I know, let's just be honest. It is so rare to find a man crying. Why? Because the society has stated, ama imeweka, you know, as a man, you shouldn't show emotions. As a man, you're supposed to struggle. You know, it's not okay for a man to cry. You get? And I feel like we a lot of us are so broken. Not broken in a bad way. How am I going to put it? We're really going through a lot that tukikuwa kuinje, we just put that mask that, it's okay. You know, sometimes, earlier today, I was just talking with my girlfriend, na nilikuwa namuuliza, sometimes someone will ask you, uko aje? And you don't know what to say, you'll just be like, I'm okay, because even if you tell someone I'm not okay, uko zile za ata nisaidia aje, you get, because everyone is literally going through something, you know. But at the end, what's the main lesson nimekuja kugadha kwa all this information ama what I've observed ama pia through my personal experiences, because I mean, I'm just in my early 20s and I won't say life is all smooth. Hey, the days unakosa, the days ukonayo, the days you feel like, hey, apana, life has really taken me to some extreme ends, but I've learned to come and appreciate something called friendship. Coming from my side, or nikijongelea as a person in particular, I feel like having friends, like securing real friends, is really a big flex. You know, that person you can call even if it's in the middle of the night. Na useme, hi, I know I've woken you up, but I'm not okay. Hey, mimi nimekosa, nisaidie na mia. And I feel like I was just analyzing my life personally, and I wouldn't say I'm here because, I'm really strong and all that. Yes, I know I'm a strong person, but I feel like besides that, I've been held by friends, you know. I've been held by friends, of course, and family. And not set it's a whole family, the close family members. But apart from family, I've been held. Kando yangu nimeshikiliwa, kando mbele na nyuma. You know, nimeshikiliwa na marafiki. Friends that you'll call and say, hey, apana, me, I'm not okay, I need to talk to you. Help me this situation. Hey, mimi nimelemewa, sina kitu, nisaidie, you know. And I was even, there was a time I posted it on my status and I was saying, in my circle, we do not count favors for each other. We show up for each other till we make it. Regardless. Lo meniokolea, kesho mina ukokolea. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. That's the most underrated kind of relationship that people do take for granted. Me, when it comes to my friends, it's not even something I would debate on. I normally say, if you go hard for me, I'll go twice harder for you. Because, I mean, imaisha ujwangi pinyi nakupeleka, you know. And to every youth out there, and also to parents. But now this is specifically to youths. I am seeing a lot of youths struggling. You know. Ulkuanga kitambo unakaivu unasema, mbona watu wanaingia into alcohol, mbona watu wanaingia into drugs. Of course, I will never justify drugs as a means to relieve your stress ama to, you know, to ati umepigwa heartbreak sa unakunywa pombe ndo pain. No, you're going to get drunk, you're going to use those drugs, and after that, the time you're becoming sober, you're still going to remember the kind of problems you're going through. But sometimes wanasemanga, when I growing up, my mom used to tell me, never say never. You know, so ulikuanga zile za ai, mbona mi najua siwezi fanya hiyo kitu. No, I'm telling you, life puts you in certain situations and unakaa hivyo unasema, I understand why this person is doing certain things. You know, you understand. So talk to someone. It's not easy, especially this time. And I feel like every person going through something needs to hear this. Talk to someone. Sometimes, ata utakanga ta kupewa advice, you just want someone to listen to you. A problem shared is a problem half solved. I hope I've said it right. Ongelesha mse, if you don't have someone to talk to, inbox me apo kwa DM yangu, Oprah Nyatichi 24, ama Koni. We are so approachable. Talk to someone. I know this is, it's so rough, adi unapata. Yani, I can't even explain because it makes me sad. And that's why I keep telling, I always tell God, if you put me in a situation whereby I can help people financially, I'll just help. I'll help where I can, you know. So, ukikuwa, ukieza, saidi ya mse, ukijua beshte yako, amelema wapahali, msaidi ya come through for that person. Sometimes, you might not be there financially, but also, you know, through words, I don't know what, yeah, through encouragement, talk to someone, you know. And the best friendships are rooted, I think, with loyalty and support. Umesikia business flani, na unajua your friend ako, ame specialize in that area, connect that person. You know, let them be better. I mean, for me, I believe that if I win, my friends have won. If I win, my siblings have won. If my friend wins, I know I have won. Because I know one day, sometime, they lift me up. So yeah, life is not bed of roses. But the best thing is just knowing that you are not alone. What else was in my mind? Yeah, elections, iko karibu, it's around the corner. And my biggest prayer to Kenya is peace. Peace as, peace being our main agenda. You know, there's no need of us fighting, and I believe we won't. There's no need of blood shedding, because at the end of the day, these politicians, these members of parliament, cabinets, whatever, these people, dignitaries, whatever, they do have their lives. They have secured themselves financially. So the fellow citizens wakimwaga damu, them they're safe, them they're okay. So to all Kenyans, may peace be our main agenda. Moving on to, there was a time this week, or was it last week, I had posted on my status, I was thinking about how we are all raised in different, you know, we come from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different cultures, and we hold different kind of thoughts, you know, and also our experiences make us who we are, you know. For example, you know, I'm a chick. Maybe I've been brought up in a family where I know, hey, fathers need to, fathers, you know, fathers can cook, fathers take care of their wives, you know, fathers play a role that doesn't make a woman feel she is below a man. No, I believe when you have a partner, you're supposed to be beside them, holding them, or fighting your battles beside them, holding them. Any, usikwe, don't be above or below your partner, be beside them, walk with them step by step in every, you know, in this life. So you can't expect me coming from that kind of, you know, background. I come get married or I come meet someone who has the thought that, you know, as a woman, I can never help you. You know, this is a man telling me, as I'm, you know, being a man, I can never help you in the kitchen, or I can never do this, I can't do that. You know, because I already know what I saw is what I believe. Or sometimes, let's even take this scenario to make things easier. Maybe a man or a boy that has been raised by a violent father. 98% or the probability of this man not believing in violence is 0.1 or 0.5%. So this boy is molded to know that I need to beat my wife because this is what I have grown up knowing. You know. So this is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes in life, it doesn't have to be based on romantic relationships. It's also based on platonic relationships. aligning ourselves with people we share the same value. And what do I mean by that? If I believe when I go on a date with a man, we're supposed to pay 50-50, I need to be with a man that agrees with the same thing. I can't go on a date with someone that believes, oh, it's the woman to pay, or it's only me as a man, I'm the one who's supposed to pay. If you believe that a man is the one who's supposed to pay for a date, or for all dates, date someone who has the same value or has the same kind of mentality, not even mentality. You know, you hold the same kind of perspective. Because I believe it is so hard to change someone's mentality. I didn't say impossible, I said hard. I hope you're taking the keynotes. I said hard, not impossible. Because by the time una change mentality ya mtu, nikitunika kumwambia, I want you to stop believing on the kind of God you're worshipping. I want you to believe, you know, in worshipping trees or, no, this person has been raised knowing, hey, I worship God, Abba Father who's in heaven, who hears my prayer, and there's a spiritual being that I worship. So you can't tell this person, mi nataka sasa uanze kuabudu mti ama uanze kuabudu, you know, animals. It is hard to change someone's mentality. So it is very important that we save ourselves from the belief of, you know, I can change this person. I can try to mold them to be who I want them to be, or I want them to see things according to my perspective. How about we make life simpler by aligning ourselves with people we share the same value, people that believe, if you believe A plus A is equals to A squared, then align yourself with this person that believes in the same kind of thoughts. But hakuna vinyo utasema, mi utasema A plus A is equals to A squared, alafu, mtu mwingine ataniambia pana, A plus A is equals to 10, or anasema kitu ingine. No, you can't bring this person to see what you're seeing. Whatever they're seeing is what they're seeing and believing, and whatever you are seeing and believing, that is you as a person. I hope I have made my point clear. Another thing I felt like it was really, really important to talk about. So there was this video I watched. I think I was telling Connie. I think I was talking to Connie. So it's actually the Whites. So this parent has two kids, a younger son and a younger daughter. But the son is a bit older to the daughter. I think the son anakaki to kama 3 years, and the baby girl looks ako 1 year hapo hivyo kwanza anaanza kutembea. So the parent tells the son, bring flowers to your sister. So he takes the flower anapeleka sister. So sister na the sister anakimbia akichukua hizo flowers akihug brother yake. What did I learn? Honestly, I feel like as Africans, we have really failed to teach, mothers have failed to teach their sons how to be, you know, to be a romantic kind of man, or how to treat a lady. And I'm not saying it's all African men are not romantic, no. But I feel like, honestly, if I'm going to be honest, whites are so romantic. Whites are romantic compared to Kenya, to Africans, to Kenyans, compared to Africans. Reason being, if I take a scenario in a relationship, or the dating phase, you know, the courtship and all that, I feel like African men just do the basic. Honestly, let me talk on behalf of girls. I feel like girls love these two special things that sometimes I have observed that African men, not all, most African men just take like, izo nini nafa kufanya. It is, you know why have you ever asked yourself, now this is, I'm talking to everyone as an individual, have you ever asked yourself why it gets to a point whereby someone falls out of love? So I asked myself that thing, and I came into several conclusions, or a few. You know, I got a few answers. One is, and me saying this goes both ways in a relationship. Madam, msikwe na thought ati, it is, oh, as a man, he should take me on dates, I should do this. No, but one thing, let me tell you, this goes to men. If you never do anything for your woman, trust me, she will never even make a step to do anything for you. I swear that is something true. Ask around. If you never say, oh, let me do this for my woman, she will never, let me tell you, she will never even spend a penny on you. But the moment this woman loves you and you show her, hey, you're my priority, I can do things for you, trust you, me, anything given to a woman, she multiplies it, she doubles it. You give a woman a house, she makes it a home. You give her a sperm, she makes it a baby. You bring her food, she cooks. You know, it becomes something that you can eat. So anything that is given to a woman, she doubles it. So the moment you show this woman, I can do things for you, trust me, she does double. This is so important because you've dated, you're in a relationship with this guy for 5-6 years. I mean, what else don't you know about this person? So how do you keep this relationship going on? How do you spice it? The two small vacations, the two small surprises. If you can't afford vacation at maybe the kind, at that age you are, or according to your financial, you know, for your, according to your financial income, you know, sometimes wake up, surprise this person with breakfast in bed. Tell them, you know what, baby, today I want to cook for you. Today I'm going to do this for you. You know, do something out of the blues. I mean, you can't tell me utakosa ta 200. Go get a flower. I mean, what's one rose flower? How much is it? I think it's even 70 or 80, Bob. With chocolate. Surprise that person. Surprise your partner. It is very important. It is very important to love your partner according to their love language. I hope I am very loud and clear. It is very important. You know, someone will tell you, after all I have done for you, after all I have sacrificed for you. And you're like, hey, what have you done for me? This one will say, I love you. Trust you me, love is the bare minimum in a relationship. And let me explain myself. When you tell me, after all I have done for you, after all the love I have given you, I mean, why are you in this relationship? Why are you with me? It's because you love me. Now, apart from the love, what else are you doing? So if your partner's love language is time. Guy Poleni. Excuse me. So if your partner's love language is time, I mean, I'm Anishi, maybe you're still at that phase whereby you're not living together. Maybe both of you are working. Maybe both of you are not, you know, mnaishi mbali na each other. Hey, kizungu ilikuja na meli. They say some people free their time to be with you, and others find time. Ama, inasemungwaje, kuna watu ambao wana, wakikuwa friend wana kutafuta, na kuna people that really find time to be with you. I hope that makes sense. So, if your partner's love language is time, tafuta siku, squeeze your time. That's how your match is important. Like, let this person know, despite my busy schedule, I still manage to create time for us. If your partner's love language is gifts, Emanishi, you need to, atisa, you gift this person with fridge, at your big TV. No, they're literally the small things you can do Love your partner according to your love, according to their love language. If they love touch, if touch is their love language, offer that. You know, so that if you make a point, your partner asks you, did you do this according to how I love it to be done? No, nah. If your partner's love language is maybe you cooking for them or them cooking for you, you know, love your partner according to their love language. That's something really important. Dates are really important in a relationship. Dates are really important. There's a time I also wrote, I'm this kind of person that I just sit down and words just fill up in my head and I feel like writing. So when you end a relationship with someone and this person tells you, after all I have done for you, you know, sami nambi apa hivi person X, after all I have done for you, you decide to leave me, or after all I've done for you, decide to cheat on me and do this, blah, 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 blah. If someone tells you that, it means that whatever they did for you wasn't for you. It was a contract that it was a contract that was there. So they were doing for you, they were doing things for you because it was a contract. When you breach the contract, you become the problem. Because today I believe, even if I'm with person X and I bought this person, you know, maybe his best shoes, nihi type, I bought him Jordans, I bought him, you know, anything that he loved. Even if I leave this person, I won't come and say, oh, ati hata nilimbaya zile vitu, ati sijui mbona nilibai. No, I did that at that particular time because I loved this person. And I knew that this person loves to be gifted. Or ata kama hapendi kugiftiwa, I did it out of love. And just because I'm not feeling the same kind of way, or I'm not, you know, I'm not feeling this person anymore, doesn't mean I have, you know, I have to go around and say, ah, nata nilimbaya viatu nikamfanyia hivi. No, it isn't right. So if someone tells you, after all I've done for you, it means that whatever they did for you wasn't for you. That's just it. Tuachange kuchanganya mambo mob sana. Another thing. What was I supposed to say? Oh, yeah. Josie, I had this random thought. And it's about cheating. Maybe this topic is really sensitive for me. Not because I have been in a situation whereby a guy cheated on me, no. Reason being, I really hate, and this is without filters, raw and unfiltered. I hate women being, what word will I use? You know, like women kwekwa po chini kwa society, as a woman, you're supposed to tolerate whatever is thrown at you. If a man comes and slaps you, he's a man. If a man today brings the third wife or the second and the fourth wife, you should shut up. You know, I don't know if it's me, but I think I should say it so that maybe you, the listener who's listening to this episode, should go and think about it. I normally tell myself, whenever I'm in a relationship with someone, ata si lazima ikuwe romantic, ata platonic, I'm the person that really evaluates the kind of relationships I have with people. So my role is just one and simple. Whatever you don't want me to do, or whatever you don't want me to do to you, don't do it to me. It's that simple. So there's this kind of, like I say, we have grown, mostly in the African society, hearing, you know what, as a woman, as long as he's coming back to the house, that shouldn't bother you. As a woman, ata kikuwa na mtu wa nje, sikusumbua, because you know what, a man is polygamous. So if we are getting to that point, and the only day nitafika yo place na niseme, a man is polygamous. Trust me, ladies, here's the thing. Maybe you've been in this situation with your ex, or maybe the current one, whatever situation you are in. When a man cheats, it is, oh, I'm sorry, I was in a bad place. I felt like we had drifted. Or maybe I felt this and this. You know, too lame excuses. You know, wadi unangalenga mtu unasema tu, ini ufala. Cheat as a woman. You'll get the... utasikia marginal title, you're going to be called a hoe. You're going to be called this, this, this and that. And it will never be measured by the amount of this... by the amount of times this person has cheated in the relationship. And cheating is not just that he had sex. No. Flirting and you have someone, that's cheating. Giving out money without your partner's consent, that's financial cheating. So it's never just about emotionally and physical cheating. Cheating is... yani, ni kubwa. So si lazima ati mtu ame have sex ndo useme, oh, this person cheated on me. No, the person was flirting. The person was entertaining someone else and ako in a relationship. That is cheating. So, if a man comes to you and say, you know, for me I can be polygamous, tell that person, if you're going to be polygamous, then I should do the same. So if you can't stand it, then you should also know, I can't stand it as a human being. No. Because, I mean, it's not like women, we were born with feelings zenye ni kama za ukuta ta ukigonga yezi bomoka. Tisa, mimi nafaa kuelewa. Kama mwanamke, nafaa tu kuelewa, nitakaa ngumu. Ah, for what? That is stupidity. And it's the reason why I was saying, we all have different goals and, you know, perspective about life. Because we grew up knowing after kuzaliwa ni kwenda shule, after kwenda shule ni campus, after now you're finished with your high school in primary campus, and then get to work and then get married. So what if person X, fulfillment yake si marriage? You get, do you dig what I'm trying to say? I mean, we all have our parts align in any, our parts ziko different. Kuna mtu mwenye atasema, hey, me, I want to be a family person. I want to have 10 kids. Kuna mwenye atasema, hey, 10, me, my distaketa uyo moja. And it's okay. Because you can't bring someone to be like you, ama you want them to have the same perspective as you. Atisa, because me nataka 5 kids, I'm here telling Connie, ati, hey, Connie, ama I'm telling my friend, hey, pia wewe nataka ukue na 5 kids. You're supposed to have 5 kids. If you don't have 5 kids, you don't have a purpose in life, no. Some people's purpose is maybe just achieving their goals and getting to live their dream life with no partners. Another person's purpose in this life, utapata, it's being a family person. You know, having a husband, having a wife, having kids, that fulfills them. So let's get out of that cocoon where we believe we are supposed to live according to what the society has dictated, you know. Lazima niolewe as the end game. No, if that doesn't fulfill you as a person, it's okay. It is really okay. And it's okay for you not to settle if you've not found what you want in a partner or in someone. You don't have to hurry into marriage because, the society has dictated at 28. I need to have a partner. I need at least nimezaa mtoto. No! If you are not ready, you are not ready, and that's it. If by 35 is when you're going to be ready, well and good, we will clap for you when that time comes. But if pressure ya kusema, sijapata mwenye nataka, do not settle for less. My dear, do not settle for less. Baby girl, baby boy, do not settle for less. Trust me, mi ujiambia, I'll take my time. I'll take my time, hadi ni feel. If my time is 25 and I feel like, hey, at 25, I've really met what I really need and have achieved certain goals, then it's fine. If I feel at 28 is my time, I will go with my time. Not according to what the society expects. Or according to, wazazi wangu ameniambia ati, no. It's go according to your time. Achieve your, live your purpose. That's the most important thing. Usiweke chini useme, you know, I keep telling myself and I keep saying I'll be the kind of mother that tells my kids and other kids that are not even mine. Do not desire to be the kind of person that tells people, you know, akimi niliacha goals zangu,
So akiwa usiachilie goals zako, you know, how about you tell them, I really followed up to my goals. I achieved this and this before I became this. Do not sacrifice your goals for anyone or for anything. Because what I have learned in life, you can put yourself second to put a certain person first, and that person puts you last. It's okay to be selfish. Totally okay. It's totally okay for you to put yourself first. And there's nothing wrong about you being selfish. I don't understand. When it comes to a relationship, it's okay to love someone, but do not love someone to the point you forget loving yourself. You know, I have seen people who have been in this scenario, and it's okay because we learn at the end of the day. I mean, I keep saying life is a journey. And a bad story or one bad chapter does not describe the whole book. You keep... I find someone saying, ha! Akimi, I don't know how I live with this person. That is something I told myself. I would never put myself in that situation. Saying, guy, umtu ameniacha. Sasa what will I do? I'm not going to live with this person. I'm going to kill myself. No. That is not a healthy kind of love. You should love someone, but still find a room to love yourself. Reason being, anything is anything in this world is temporary. You might love this person to death, you know, with, you know, just say, just tell someone I love you. I feel like with all my heart and my soul is, that is overdoing. You know, I love you. And, you know, if at the end of the day, I'm saying it while I mean, you know, if me saying it, I am meaning it. I love you. Yeah, I love you so much. I feel like that's enough. But with all my heart and my soul, no. Up people to a trip, no. So here's the point. I don't want to sound toxic, but there's so much importance of knowing that. When I say manga, and as much as we want to be positive and all that, you know, I want to be positive, come here, tell you guys, hey, you guys, keep your head up. Don't be negative. But it is very important to leave room for disappointment. Reason being, hata ukianzisha biashara, of course, unaanzisha ukisema, hey, I'm going to give it my all. I know this thing will work, but things happen. That's why it's called life. Hadi saizi najua, we've all been in those relationships where we know, hey, he inafika marriage, hadi tushapewa watoto jina, but it ended. It doesn't mean it's bad. That person was for a particular season. That business was for a particular season. It came to an end. It taught you something. But the big question is, when these things disappoint you, when certain people leave, are you in a position to hold yourself down and tell yourself, you know what? Hey, let's pick it up from where we left. Let's move on, because you should, you know, wasemanga, vinyo unashinanga ukiambia mtu, hey, I got you. Hey. She'll do the same to yourself. Tell yourself that, you know what? I appreciate. And I feel like sometimes it's very important to, okay, chat and say, you know that, me and my ex, or me and my ex best friend, or me and this, we're still in good terms. Just because we're not the same does not mean I hold something against you. No, life moves on. I wish you the best. You wish me the best. I learnt, you learnt. And, you know, we move on, because, you know, umuhimu wa reality. You just can't sit there and say, no, it has happened. Now that it has happened, what else am I supposed to do about it? Or what am I supposed to do? These are the most important questions you should ask yourself as a person. Okay, juu, hii business yangu imefail. Sasa nitakapo nishine nikilia because, oh, nilinvest 30,000, 40,000. Nilie, nisa nikufe moyo. No, itauma. Then after kuuma, you accept. Then after kuaccept, you move. It happens even with friendships. We lose the kind of bonds with friends that we knew. This is my childhood friend. Na nilijua, we will go a very long way in life. Atutaiko sana, tutakuja... Tukiolewa, we are going to still, you know, be family friends. Our kids are going to know each other. Maybe that kind of bond comes to end. It was for a particular season, and it's okay. Sometimes we outgrow friendships. Sometimes we outgrow relationships. We really outgrow, because, you know, the purpose of life is for you not to be the same. Like, the opera right now is not the opera 2 months back or a week back. You know, the purpose of life is for you to grow, for you to learn something new, to grasp a new idea, to, you know, for your knowledge and wisdom to increase. Don't want to sound like I'm doing guiding and counseling, but I feel like that was supposed to come off my chest. Yeah, let's talk about home. Sometimes we think home is just, you know, place naingia kwa nyumba na mlango, kwa mlango alafu, you know, nimeingia kwa nyumba, and that is home. No, home is what you make as a person. Hata kama unaishi peke yako, whatever goes on, goes inside your house, should be, I think it's so spiritual, and that's why it's very important for you to take care of the kind of people you invite into your house. Because if you make that place a home, it is a home for you. A place that after a long day, you get back to the house and feel like, you know what? I really needed to be here because this place gives me peace. I have made it a home for me. So it is very important, not just to bring anyone in your house. It's not because unajua ati, and that's why I'm saying, here comes whereby tunasema boundaries. Ata because ati saa ule mtu tunaongeleshana ngati, eh, naza kuja kwa kijako, you're like, eh, no. You want to meet me? Meet me outside. Any person that I invite into my door, nimemweka a certain rank na najua uyu, you know, kuna mtu ataingia kwako tu na achema shida. Nuksi after nuksi after nuksi after nuksi. And there are people you're going to invite to your house, and it's blessings after blessings and after blessings. So be careful of the kind of people you invite to your home, to your house, to your life. It's very important. Anyway, I don't think I have anything else to say. If I have, come on, I won't be recording the next episode. Maybe I'll just record and say it. Yeah, guys, be safe. You know, take care of yourselves. It is a cruel world. No one is going to watch out for you if you don't watch out for yourself. And another thing that, one last thing. Of late, I have been seeing a lot of RIPs. People are dying. You know, kitambo ulikuwa unajuanga kukufa ni watu wazee, watu wameisha hadi 80 years. No. Sikuizi unasikia mtoto wa class 6, wa class 8, wa form 4, wa form 2, form 3, form 1. A young student in campus amekufa. When you have time. When you have time, remind the people that you love, unaopenda. When you have time, make that phone call to that family member, to your father, to your mother, to your siblings, to your friends. Sometimes your friends need that ka call kusikia tu, hi, wajua tu umeulizia wako poa, yeah. When you have time, ama kama tauna create. Create time for your partner, for your family members, for those that you value, the close people to you have. Because tomorrow isn't promised. If ego is controlling you, useme, mister, pigia mtu kama hata nipigia. No, what if kesho usikia mtu amekufa? Guilt will kill you because itakumbusha, manze, I would have called this person, I would have called, you know. If you have time, be happy. Don't waste your days holding grudges, you know, having a heavy heart because you don't want to solve a certain issue. You want to live ukisema, mimi kama mtu hata apologize, Mr. Apologize. One thing I have learned, honestly, is me, I have an ego. Guy, ask the people that are around me, close to me, that know me. Me, I didn't have a point in saying I'd rather lose someone, but not lower down my ego. But the greatest lesson is, that I have learned, is, I know when to lower it. I know when to save relationships that are valid. And that doesn't mean it's not romantic. It can be friendship. It can be relationships with family members, with siblings, with co-workers, you know. So, tomorrow isn't promised. This person, unye unasema tu, me don't care. Kesho aneza kwa hayuko. And then what? What's the end goal of it all? They come out to they say in life, there are people who deserve an explanation. There are people that deserve a bit of an explanation. The people that don't deserve explanation, nowhere to put everyone. So, tomorrow isn't promise. Live, muombe,
live with a pure heart, love each other, be happy, chase your dreams, because tomorrow isn't promised. Promised, yeah. Anyway, I hope you guys had a good week. If you've reached to this, you know, this part of the... Imi atasikuwa najua nitafika 45 minutes plus. Kama umefika hapa, manze, thank you. Last year, kuna time we asked people that, what do you want us to talk about? And youths approached us with different kind of topics. So I want us to do the same thing. If you have anything that you feel like this is a topic of to be addressed, you want to be a guest, you're a young boldy, you know, a fan, reach to our social media page or both to our inboxes. Tuambie, tunataka mguzie this thing because we feel like it's been going on, it's not being talked about. Tell us. We'll appreciate to do so. We are here for you. I mean, we're not perfect. As I say, we are learning because PSCC, tuko na podcast na tunaongeleshanga, tunajua kila kitu. We make mistakes too. We are learning just like you. And we are a voice to a lot of people. And we appreciate doing that. So I love you guys. I don't want to talk and talk and talk. Now it's time for me to enjoy my me time. You know, maybe I'm going to watch something, listen to music, chill and vibe alone. Yeah, maybe talk to friends. You know, I have really... Even though mnajua nawapenda, it's my time, but I am doing this for you guys. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure you share, repost it, tag us. Tell people if you haven't, if your friend hasn't subscribed, if your family member hasn't subscribed. Kwanza, we are getting to elections. Time enye kila mtu after voting ako indoors. Tell your family to listen to Young and Bold podcast. We are on most audio platforms, that is Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Anchor, Spotify, AfriPods, name them. Tuko hapo, go subscribe, repost it, share and share and share. Thank you for so much love. Till next time, bye.